Chazal say that everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Har Sinai on Shabbos day. It's the Machlokes in Masechta Shabbos. It's the Machlokes Amoraim, Atanaim, I'm sorry, and it's a question of the Torah was given on Zayin Nisan or Vav Nisan, and there's all this whole discussion there. But the Gemara says everybody agrees, all agree that that much is clear. The Torah was given on Shabbos. That was the day of Kabbalah Satara. That was the day of Matan Torah. That was the first Shavuos, was the Shabbos. So it needs to be understood, what's the connection? You know, obviously it wasn't by chance that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So simply understood, we take this to mean that the Kabbalah Satara, Maimon Har Sinai, the holiness and purity, that historic day, right, when the world reached its purpose, why it was created for, and it was all shaky until the Kaius was Mikabal the Torah, so there was a tremendous amount of purity and Kedusha that came down to that world on that day. The Torah was given, it needed, it was bolstered and supported by the Kedusha of Shabbos, almost as if Shabbos was like the main thing and the Torah was the tuffel, Torah was the secondary thing. As if the Torah needs to be yoinik from the Kedusha of Shabbos. The Torah requires to take Kedusha from Shabbos to be able to be given, to be able to come down to this world. But it's hard to understand it that way, because it's hard to imagine that the Torah requires any support from Shabbos, because after all, the Torah is the source of everything, including Shabbos. The primary holiness in the world stems from the Torah, and Shabbos is secondary. It receives its holiness from the Torah itself. The Torah is the source of everything. The Nefesh HaChaim quotes the Zayar as saying that the Torah is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? So to speak, that all the holiness of Hashem is channeled into this world through the Torah Kedusha. So certainly then, Shabbos has no Kedusha of its own, and just what it receives through the Torah. By virtue of being written in the Torah, it has its own intrinsic Kedusha. That's the whole Kedusha of Shabbos comes from the Torah. Torah creates Shabbos. Now, it's true that Shabbos in this way differs than other Mayadim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, because Shabbos existed before Matan Torah. Other Mayadim began at Matan Torah. They didn't. There was no Yontiv before Matan Torah, maybe with the exception of Pesach. But Shabbos existed from the beginning of creation. Vayishbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Shabbos, Klai Yisrael even started keeping Shabbos before Matan Torah. So this is all true, but nevertheless, it was that itself was also through the Torah, which was written in Shemayim 2,000 years, Alpayim Shana, before Bria Shemayim Varetz, before creation. So the Torah is the source of Shabbos regardless of when Shabbos began. Without the Torah, there's no Kedusha, there's no holiness in the world at all. So why then would it be essential that the Torah be given on Shabbos? Torah is creates Shabbos. But according to what we've been explaining till now, it can be understood very well. Of course, the Torah is the holiness of Hashem, as Chazal testified. This is Zohar, Torah da kitcha brichu. But how do we connect with that holiness? When the time came to give the Torah to the world, through what medium? Which gateway would the holiness of the Torah, the holiness of Hashem, find its place in this world? And the answer is through Shabbos. Because that is the essence of what Shabbos is. The gateway for Hashem's Kedusha to reach this world. Chazal say that the moment of Matan Torah, everything stopped. Everything in the whole world stopped. There was no birds chirping. The waves didn't make noise. The animals didn't hoot. They didn't bray. They didn't moo. It was silent. And this is in essence what Shabbos accomplishes. It creates a shvisa. It stops all physical things from taking up space, from distracting us, and from diluting and disguising Malchus Shemayim. So we can now also appreciate what Chazal say, that Shabbos was given only for the sake of learning Torah. La'nitna Shabbos ela la'limdei Torah. Shabbos was here so we should be able to learn Torah. Now we understand it, because this is what Shabbos is all about. The Torah is the Kedusha of Hashem in this world, and we just need a way to connect to it. We need a way to tap into it. And Shabbos is that time. Shabbos is the prime time. Of course, we have to learn all the time. But on Shabbos, we have an extra opportunity to really, really connect to the Torah, because it is the gateway to connect to that holiness and to be able to find the holiness of the Torah and connect to the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world.